And but if words to he was said there each which other about these make would has look to could people who called day down. All these words, there's 100 of them called 100 fry words, and your kindergartner or kindergartners should know them and are tested on them within the first 20 days of kindergarten here in Florida. So, how do you think they did? My son is 5 years old. He's in kindergarten here in Florida, and there's about 25 kids in his class. Guess how many kids got all 100 words correct without needing any help on pronunciating them. I can't even say pronunciating. One. Only one kid in the entire class was able to read all 100 words by himself. And what's awesome was it was my son. And I'm not saying this one at all to brag, because any kid can do it. I'm saying it's because it's pathetic in how we're cheating our children and toddlers, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, out of having a more fruitful beginning to their life. Like, literally. I was on a group call with a digital marketing guy. He's in sales and very successful, self-made millionaire. His name's Dan Henry, and he has a son named Bruce. And Bruce was able to do math, like basic math, 8 plus 7, 7 plus 9, 3 plus 6, and more, at the age of 3 or 4. And we always wonder how or why other cultures, Asian cultures, Indian cultures, things like that, why they're more smarter than us Americans, or whatever. And it's not to be racist or judgmental or anything like that. It's just the truth. So, the truth is that, yeah, Asians, Indians, some Europeans and stuff like that, they're typically smarter. They have smarter children than Americans, and especially nowadays. And it's all due to our education and our beliefs and how blind we are as to the importance of brain development from the age of 0 to 5, because those cultures capitalize on that, because 75% of the brain's mass and neuroplasticity, which is all the connections that go on inside a brain, happen between age 0 to 5. After that, the other like 20%, 15-20%, is from age 5 until we die. Dead. So, yeah, the first 5 years are pretty crucial. And for 1%, less than 1%, of my kids' kindergarten to be able to read those first 100 words is pathetic. And again, I'm not hating on the parents. I'm not hating on any one individual or lifting up any one individual. It's the fact that we don't know what we don't know, and we can fix it. So I thought that was mind-blowing. But it was cool. My son got a little trophy. Has 100 on it. It's like a trophy from the dollar store or something like that. But, you know, he loves it. And he thinks nothing of it, really. Which is cool. It comes kind of natural. So how do we do that? Well, we did it with a program called Your Baby Can Read. And it's also called Your Baby Can Learn. But it's by the Infant Learning Company. Go check them out. Look them up. I think it's yourbabycanread.com. It's an amazing company. We've been involved with that company just buying their stuff for 13 years. And started Ahava on it. And Jacob Jr., John, Taylor, Mark, Amela, and now Luke. He's 2. He's not very good yet. Or anything like that, but and he's missing his 2 front teeth, so it's hard for him to do his little pronunciations a little bit still, but he'll get it. And it's just all in time. And it's just like 10 or 15 minutes a day of an easy thing for the baby to consume, an easy thing for the parent to consume. And over time, it is life-changing, absolutely life-changing. It empowers the kid so much. And so that kind of like, it's not kind of, it's my, our, the mission of New Parent Secrets is to get this out to the public so you are aware and you know what is out there, what resources are out there for your kid, for your baby to thrive. Because if they can learn that, I mean, there's so many other studies out there too that they're mind-blowing. It's like what they're able to consume at age 3 and 4, it can be determined at what they'll be able to consume at age 13 or 15. It's real. Like, it's hard to believe, but it's real. And it's all backed up by scientific evidence and all that stuff. So you can go research it for yourself, or you can just buy Your Baby Can Read, or Your Toddler Can Read, or Your Child Can Learn, because those are all parts of the Your Baby Can Learn stuff, and start teaching your kid at any age. It's super cool. One other thing that's important to note is that, like, it's not hard. And it's just one thing over time that all of a sudden it's just like, boom, they're like, they get it. And one other controversial thing here about teaching babies or toddlers how to read is, oh, they just memorize the shape of the word. Well, who gives a crap if they memorize the shape of the word at age 2 or age 3? They can still read it. You know? Like, what would you want? Your kid to memorize the word hello? Or, and be able to say it? Or not be able to say it at all? I think the first one. Right? So, for people that like, oh yeah, blah 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 blah, yeah, screw them, you know? And then, because what happens is, it gives the kid confidence, right? So, as adults, the first thing we, when we're learning something, we don't know what the heck we're doing. You know, like, you open up Excel and you try to, like, make a formula, right? So, you don't know what you're doing. And over time, you get it. So, it's nice to know a little bit about, hey, what the shape of something looks like, to be able to memorize it. So then therefore it gives you confidence, and then builds your self-confidence, and then builds your ability to learn more, because you at least have some sort of foundational confidence going into it every day or the next time or whatever. Then over time, the toddler begins to learn how to sound out the words and the syllables and what each letter sound is, the phonics part of it. So then they'll be able to pronounce the word hello, or hello there, or howdy, or other words that are similar to it, or any word. Eventually they'll be able to sound it out, because one, they have the confidence of what the shape of the word was, then, or words in general. Then they learn the proper pronunciations of each letter. Like, who cares if they can memorize the alphabet? It's if they can memorize the sound of the word, or I'm sorry, the sound of the letter in the alphabet. That's what's important. And same with counting and numbers and things like that. Like, who gives a crap if they just memorize it off the top of their head? And if you, and like, it's just, yeah. So get over yourself if you're thinking like all these negative things, and just get on to the fact that, like, teaching toddlers how to read is freaking awesome. And however they learn, they learn. And it'll be fine. Because no matter what, they're going to be ahead of 98% of all the other kids around at the time it's time to go to, like, preschool, pre-K, kindergarten, all that stuff. So, I love talking about this stuff, and you can tell I'm very passionate about it. We've implemented it into our family, and it's just done wonders for everything, all around. Not one negative thing. The only negative thing is, like, your kid can read your text messages, so make sure that they're good. All right. Have a good day. See ya.